Cycles, Seasons, and Codes. These are excerpts and quotations from the Harbinger Lectures, originally presented by Z. Charnot between 1967 and 1969 in California, USA. Anytime you enter into a system that could be called selfish or for the self alone, you are talking about motion that exists without relation to another body. As soon as you speak about motion that relates to the self alone, or a closed domain of any kind, you are speaking about a system that yields closed cycles, like birth and death, birth and death, birth and death, a very orderly process. What is the thinking process for? How to think? How to think for what? The thinking process is for increasing the number of bodies of reference, encompassing a large amount of kinetic energy of existence, for creating greater alliances, for alliances in greater domains. When you set your mind on systems outside yourself, these systems exert a change upon you. You begin to have a motion in relation to that system. If you don't provide the necessary supporting order for those changes, so that you are in harmony with the larger domains, as well as the smaller ones, you really haven't achieved anything, because you still have to deal harmoniously with near energies and distant energies. You find that the energies you do persist in require that you have proper motion in relation to each body around you. When you say that you are increasing your kinetic energy, you are letting the same body have motion in relation to more and more bodies harmoniously. Distance makes us an aggregation, like a polycrystalline substance, and order makes us like a pure crystalline substance. But order is required for the nearness to occur. When it occurs, we find ourselves able to interact with forces that we cannot interact with otherwise. Now, some of us are drawing nearer and nearer and nearer, and we are becoming more one thing than many things. And we are beginning to have experiences as a greater body, the further along in time and in space we go. It may be that the new territory that is entered and conquered is more extensive than any we have encountered before, and we may be pleased with the harmony we have achieved, but it won't be a finished battle. We may find enlightenment in decoding the meaning of things. Spring is a code, and summer is a code, and so are fall and winter. Spring is shown to be a season within which life comes forth in newness and resurrection. We never plant the form that shall live in the earth. We don't plant oak trees. We plant acorns. We plant a seed of the form that shall be. The seed is always born in darkness and reaches light newly. The summer is a season that follows spring, and there have been seeds planted in the darkness. Remember, cycle within cycle. That which can be called codification can be called the seed planted in darkness, brought to life, sprouting, coming forth, blooming, blossoming, new life, new unfolding. The decodification of much that has been hidden for ages is ready for unfoldment, and we will enter not only the spring, but the summer, and we will have springs within the springs, and summers within the summers, cycles within cycles. One thing that will happen in the decoding process is that we will understand all the symbols that are involved in the cycles of growth and of unfoldment, and achievement, leading to knowledge of what we are becoming. There are models of models of models that go on, one within another. Music is coded. Literature is coded. All expressions of man are coded. There are personal codes that exist, are displayed, by what we appear to be at this moment in time. We need to look very carefully at one another and know the meaning of our appearance. It is an important code. We need to look very carefully at one another and know the meaning of our history and why we are what we are, and we will become very skilled at discerning who each one is, in essence, behind the persona. What is there in the realm of the eye that makes it what it is? What is the essence of vision? What is the realm of life? What is there about the ear and the nose? What are these things models of? We have a very exciting season before us. Because we have hovered over the seed planted in the darkness of the soil, and we have the goodness of seeing the sprouts merge with all of their softness, the ability to pierce the soil and penetrate their roots deeply, and draw from the earth, and draw from the sun and the water, each form of nutrient that lets it become what it wants to become. We need to draw from the lower realm and the higher as a nutrient, each one supplying its own part to compose what we are becoming. We need to then see what it is that is the stem, and what it is that is the leaf, what it is that is the bud and the flower, what it is that is the thorn and what the thorn is for, what it is to feel the wind and what it is to feel the water. Decoding the hidden meaning in things makes us aware that everything happens for a reason, and that every word has its deeper meaning. So with every name, every appearance, every form. What lies ahead? What season is that? What is what we are presently living for? What are we building towards? We are already moving through the soil, moving towards an emergence that will occur. Now what about the earth and its nature, and what are its nutrients? What about the air and its nature? What about the water? What does each one add? And what is the realm of fire? What is the part that each one plays in the growth? And what are we? What is the part that each individual plays in the growth of the planet? And what are we for? What nutrients do we constitute to the energy that is moving through the earth? Can you see the beautiful blending, the composition of the ages that we are in the midst of? Search into the shelter that the earth provides, the fact that it is willing to be changed in a certain manner by being dissolved, by being absorbed, being sucked up to supply life, that the water is willing to act upon the earth to carry, to bear along the nutrients of the substance of the earth. The air brings its own substance near, but it has its greatest part after the emergence. The spirit determines the form. The form is little to begin with, but the form becomes more, and the spirit begins to be able to be known more, only later when the form is seen. That does not mean that it is not at work, only that it is seen later. Please proceed to part 2.